Success in the New Retirement with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton.
This is the Success in the New Retirement podcast with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton. It's all powered by Acute Wealth Advisors, 480-680-6868. Now, let's get to the show.
Let's get the temperature of the community, of the valley. Like, what's on people's mind right now? Why are people calling Acute Wealth Advisors? Are they worried about it's election year? Are they worried about taxes? Is it inflation?
I would say there's been a lot of people just recently that had the big question about how do I become more efficient with my taxes? And maybe it's because it's tax season, maybe because they're kind of thinking about that. I had one guy said, you know, I've been listening to you for a long time and it just finally clicked that I do not have a tax plan. And so I called because I need to get something like that in place because my advisors never talked to me about that. And so, you know, taxes are going to be a massive problem going forward for retirees. And we can't get on our soapbox high enough, loud enough, you know, pound the podium and tell people that. But again, we've got to focus on that, because if you look at the amount of debt our country has, you look at the budget that we have, the deficit spending we've got going on, it is, I mean, I've saw just a couple, you know, big time guys, Jamie Dimon, other people that have come out and basically said, look, if we don't get our spending under control and get this debt down, we are mortgaging the future of our children and our grandchildren. And so at some point, we're going to have to say, okay, we've got to do better here. We've got to pay more on this debt. We've got to get it under control, get our spending under control. Now, I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but if we don't, we literally are mortgaging the future of our children and our grandchildren, because the amount of debt will be just insurmountable. And so if that becomes something that finally we say we're going to address, we're going to get some of this under control, tax rates are going to be higher. And it doesn't take a genius to look out and realize that retirees, the baby boomers, have a significant amount of wealth in tax-deferred money. And if you don't think a politician isn't going to look at that and say, okay, if we can get tax rates a little bit higher, we're going to get more of the baby boomers' retirement money. That's going to help solve this debt. You know, that's what they're going to do. And so as a retiree, if you want to try to protect more of your money, put more of your money in your pocket, because at the end of the day, if you got $1 million, but Uncle Sam's going to take, you know, 30% of it, well, then you really only have 700,000. If you could figure out some strategies where it only takes 15%, well, that just put $150,000 back in your pocket. And so it's not about what you have, it's about what you keep. And so Damon and I, we spend a lot of time with clients helping them figure out the tax strategies that make sense for them. And every person has a different situation. I have a client that he's an ophthalmologist, so he's making really good money, but he plans on retiring a couple of years from now. And so we're trying to map out his plan. So right now he makes too much money to be doing Roth conversions. So what he is doing is he is maxing out his 401k and trying to put money into a SEP IRA. He's trying to put as much money away in tax deferred accounts. He is taking the deduction, even though he knows the taxes are going to be a problem. And why is he doing that? Well, one of our plans is when he retires at 65, our plan is that he is not going to take his Social Security benefit for 5 more years, which means for 5 years in retirement, every January 1st, his income is going to be zero. And that gives him an opportunity that he can take over $100,000 out of IRA accounts, give Uncle Sam about 7 to 8%, and keep the rest of the money, you know, whatever he doesn't need, he can put that into a Roth. He could save that however he wants to do it. But essentially, he could take out a little over $100,000 and give Uncle Sam $7,000 or $8,000. Well, right now, he's avoiding tax on that same $100,000. He's avoiding taxes of like $24,000. And so if we can do that, that could be a 5-year period where he takes out more than $500,000 out of IRA accounts, gives Uncle Sam a very little amount of that, and is very, very tax efficient. Meanwhile, his Social Security benefit has grown, and then he kicks that on. And so there are opportunities, and for every client, it may be, hey, you're starting Roth conversions right now. You should be doing it this year and every year going forward. There's other clients where it's like, look, we're gonna max out the 401k, the IRA, and when you retire, we're gonna do an IRA spend down strategy, and we're gonna get you tax efficient that way. But bottom line is, they have a plan, they know what they're going to do, and if we can execute that, that is going to allow him to avoid tax of 24% right now, to then get this money out and give Uncle Sam only 8%. And that's a huge win. That's a 16% swing back in his pocket of what money he gets to keep. And so do not ignore this. This is a huge issue. This is an opportunity. And I think people are that aren't paying attention to this are missing out on how they can keep more of their money and keep less going to Uncle Sam. So give us a call. You know, we need to have a chat. If you have not had this conversation with your financial advisor, all I can say is, when is that conversation going to happen? And if it hasn't happened and you're the one having to bring it up, then why are you working with that advisor? You need someone that's being proactive and helping you put a plan in place that's going to protect your assets, protect it from the market, but also protect it from Uncle Sam. So give us a call, 480-680-6868. The phone number, 480-680-6868.
And always online at successinthenewretirement.com. Damon, Matt brings up a good point. You know, if you're talking to somebody and they're not bringing this up, well, maybe it's time to have another conversation. Are you feeling that as well from adults in the Valley? People may be looking for that second opinion?
Absolutely. I actually talked to somebody who's been a listener to the radio, our show, for 3 years. He drives around all day long. He works for a water softener company, and he claims to be the best water softener company in the Valley. But he said, I catch your show in bits and pieces as I go from client to client. I've been doing this, and for a number of years, I've listened. I like what you guys have to say. But finally, he goes, I don't know why it took me so long. It finally clicked that, you know, I've been saving. So he's a little bit opposite of this client that Matt was just talking about, who's trying to sock away as much in 401k and IRA to defer the tax because he's at a higher income bracket. This gentleman does well, but, you know, they're in a little bit different scenario. And he's like, I've been putting aside and saving money today in my taxes, but I'm sitting on 90% of my wealth has never been taxed. And it finally clicked when you said, hey, we're gonna have to pay the taxes on this money sometime. And even though you've always thought in retirement on a lower income, which most people in retirement have less income coming in, you may be paying higher taxes at that point on a lower income, because our national debt is at a point where we have to fix it. And our current tax brackets, our marginal rates, are as low as they've ever been in our country's history. And so there's really only one way for those to go, and that is up. And so there's kind of an opposite opportunity for many people, you know, earning between $50,000 and probably $150,000, for them to be putting some dollars and paying the tax today. And that window is shrinking. We have 2024 tax year and 2025 tax year. And then we know that the Trump tax cuts expire. I can't guarantee exactly what's going to happen there, but I don't see any other way that taxes go but up. And that means a lot of people, even in retirement on a lower income, may be paying tax on dollars that they're going to pay tax on either today, tomorrow, or next year. They're going to be paying tax on. And if you can pay 10% or 8% or even 12% versus 25, 28, or 30%, that's a massive savings. It's like getting that much of a return in the market, but this is much more predictable than market returns. And so, you know, in that conversation, he goes, I wish I would have understood this 2 or 3 years ago, because that would have given me 2 or 3 more years of this opportunity. And that's a big reason why people come in, is they realize they could go and ask. And I've had clients go and go back to their current advisor and say, well, what about this? Oh yeah, we could talk about that. And my question has always been, well, if they're not proactively looking at that on an annual basis with you, what's the chances that's going to happen in the future? Because the tax laws are going to change throughout someone's retirement. There's always different opportunities on how to be efficient with what you have, depending on those tax laws, depending on your income needs, depending on the market returns and things like that. And they all have to be considered together. And that's the biggest difference between a financial advisor and a retirement specialist like Acute Wealth Advisors. We've spent the last 23 years helping people get to retirement successfully, then through retirement, being efficient in all of those different areas. And because we are an independent registered investment advisor fiduciary firm, we've developed the strategies to specialize with this group of people at this stage of their life. So come in and get that second opinion. Understand what you might be missing out on before it's too late. You can reach us at 480-680-6868. That's 480-680-6868, or online at successinthenewretirement.com.
Damon, Matt, like, we spend every, 6-8 weeks, a new inflation number comes out. We try to break it down and We know the Fed's trying to get inflation down to 2% before they drop interest rates. Another number came out last week, 3.5%, actually up a little bit. Core CPI is at 3.8%. All these numbers, break it down to me like I'm a third grader. What does this mean? Is high inflation, is this just the new normal?
Well, hopefully not, right? But it obviously shows that the concern has risen that inflation is coming back and it's not under control. So let's just go back and look at a little bit of a history lesson. In November/December of this last year, the Fed kind of took a little bit of a victory tour and they said, oh, we think we've got this under control. Everything's trending where we want it to be. We think we're going to be able to cut rates and things are looking good. So immediately the market said, oh, great. We're going to be able to see 6 to 7. I even saw one where they were estimating as many as 8 rate cuts here in 2024. And that's kind of how we started out the year, thinking, okay, rate cuts are coming. Some people thought as early as March. And then the numbers came out and it showed the inflation kind of ticked up. And they said, oh, that's maybe because of the holidays. And then the number ticked up again in February. And they're like, oh, well, maybe that's just, you know, layover from, you know, the beginning of the year. And then now March numbers are higher as well. And so the trend and the pace is not good. And so now the market has now said we're now looking at only 2 potential rate cuts. So that's a pretty dramatic shift, where you went from 6 to 8 rate cuts down to only 2. And that's where we stand right now. And the last time that we were kind of forecasting this type of stuff, just kind of as a comparison, the S&P 500 was trading about 10 to 14% lower than where it's currently at. So a lot of people are saying, okay, the market's starting to come and recognize that maybe these rate cuts are not going to happen. And so does that mean that we're in for, you know, a bit of a correction here in the market to kind of adjust to this new reality that the Fed is not going to lower interest rates as much as they thought, and that possibly could be pushed out further and when those actually rate cuts actually start? So this is a big deal because, again, it impacts everybody on a day-to-day basis as they go to the grocery stores, they go to the gas pump, as they, you know, they buy a car, they buy a house. That's impacting everybody. But it's also potentially going to start impacting your investments. And again, Damon and I are kind of on the cautious side here, saying, hey, we think that the market's going to have to go through a bit of a recalibration and a correction to kind of get back to reality of where inflation's at, where interest rates are headed, and what's the likely scenario compared to what we started the beginning of the year at. And so, again, it's time to have a financial plan. So how do we adjust when this type of new information comes out? Again, some people, it's just like, okay, well, I'm just going to have my investments. I'm going to keep them exactly the way they are. I'm not going to make any adjustments, and I'll just ride through the ups and downs of the market. Again, the studies show that if you have 20 to 30 years and you can let your portfolio just kind of sit and ride the wave, that you do better than like 80% of all of the financial advisors out there that are making strategic moves on your portfolio. Because over time, again, time in the market, you know, letting it go up and down, you know, not panicking, buying at the lows, continuing to invest in your 401k, all that kind of stuff. And so it's just buying throughout. Again, it's proven over a long period of times to be really, really effective. But in those shorter windows, and that's what Damon and I are focused on, we're working with the people that are 5 years out and 10 years out from retirement. We're working with the people that are already retired. We're working with the people that, you know, they're trying to stretch out their dollars and make sure that they don't run out of money, because they're in that window where they're trying to preserve their assets and start to distribute their assets. And so if you have less than 10 years before you think you're going to be retired, it's times like these that you need to have a more of a strategic approach to your portfolio, because a tactical portfolio, one that's designed to go risk off, one that's designed to reduce, you know, risk when the market's showing signals of volatility, one that's designed to help you reduce how much you're losing when the market has major corrections, that can pay a huge dividend in what you preserve and what you have to be able to spend. It can also significantly reduce the risk on your portfolio, which lowers the volatility, which then improves your ability to withdraw from that portfolio on an annual or on a monthly basis. And so, again, the question I would have as you're driving around is saying, does my financial advisor, are we tactically managing through some of this? if we had a 10 or a 15% correction, if the market kind of wakes up to the fact that interest rate cuts aren't coming and they're getting postponed and the inflation is coming back, do I have a strategy that's going to help protect during that correction? Do I have a strategy that's going to be able to allow me to continue to withdraw money on a monthly basis if I'm already retired and turning to those accounts? And if the answer is no, I haven't heard from my advisor. No, every time I call, they just said, well, we're just holding this steady, you know, be patient, those type of things. If that's the answers you're getting and you're not getting someone that's saying, okay, let's talk about coming up with an income strategy. Let's put some strategies in place to help protect against downside. Let's have some tactical strategies that help you reduce risk when the market gets really volatile. If you're not having those type of conversations, then you need to pick up the phone. Give us a call, 480-680-6868. Let's have a conversation. Let's do that conversation before the correction happens. It's kind of amazing to Damon and I how much more our phones ring when the market's down 15, 20%. And unfortunately, that's a little bit too late. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're happy to talk to those clients, but it took that correction and that pain for them to pick up the phone and make the change and make the adjustments needed. And so the question is do you want to make that change before or after the pain? Let's get the plan in place so that you can weather the upcoming storms. Let's be in a better position to be able to handle your retirement and your plan for income. So give us a call, 480-680-6868. That's 480-680-6868.
Thanks for listening. Want more from Damon and Matt? Check out successinthenewretirement.com. And while you're there, drop us an email with your questions.
Investment advisory services offered through Acute Investment Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through its affiliated company, Acute Wealth Advisors, LLC. Tax and or legal advice is not offered by either company or their affiliated companies. Consult with your tax and legal professionals for guidance on tax or legal matters. The information presented should not be viewed as personalized investment advice. All expressions of opinion are subject to change. We are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.